بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الطلاق مرتان، فإمساك بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان، ولا يحل لكم أن تأخذوا مما آتيتموهن شيئا إلا أن يخافا ألا يقيما حدود الله، فإن خفتم ألا يقيما حدود الله فلا جناح عليهما فيما افتدت به، تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, from now on for the next few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the two types of divorce. Allah speaks about the two types of divorce. Remember, in Islam, there are two types of divorce. One is a revocable divorce, and the other is an irrevocable divorce. And in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the revocable divorce. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here that a revocable divorce is twice. In other words, a revocable divorce may occur two times only in a person's marriage. Suppose a person, Allah forbid, if a person has to divorce his wife, then in that iddat period, he may take her, then he gives a second divorce later sometime, then in that iddat period of hers, he may take her again in his marriage. But if he has to divorce her for the third time, then it is impermissible for him to marry her again, until and unless she gets married to somebody else. And then, let's suppose they have some issue, some problem in that marriage of theirs. So her second husband then divorces her. Now, it is permissible for him to marry her, provided that that marriage that she had with the second husband was a marriage that was also consummated. He may then marry this woman again, and remember, the power of divorce will also return to him, as in inyu nikah. So this is the ruling if a person has to divorce his wife three times. But as for if a person has to divorce his wife using clear words of divorce, if it has to be two times, then in both times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him the power to take back or to retain his wife in that period of hers. So Allah says a revocable divorce may take place twice. Then Allah says, فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفِ. So now in that iddat period of the woman, Allah tells the males that you may retain her, you may keep her in your marriage, bima'rufin, in fairness. You may retain her, a good retaining. In other words, now when you're keeping her, then you keep her with the intention that you are going to now look after her properly, you are going to care for her, you are going to provide for her. You are not going to talk to people, you're not going to speak to people evil about her. You're not going to talk evil about her to other people. Or tasrihum bi ihsan, or if you do not intend to keep her, then you may release her kindly. That means without, you know, giving her any problem now when she is leaving the home. Then Allah says, وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَن يَخَافَ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. Now let's suppose if a person intends to divorce his wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is impermissible for him to now say that I am going to divorce you, but listen, I want some of the mahar that I gave you. It is impermissible for him to take any of the mahar which he has given his wife, unless Allah says, unless, illa ayyakhafa, both the husband and wife fear that they will not be able to maintain the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their marriage. So in other words, let's suppose the woman says, you know what, I don't think, or I fear that I will not be able to look after your needs, I won't be able to fulfill your desires, I won't be able to look after you in this marriage. And the husband now fears that if this is the case with his wife, that she is not going to look after him in that marriage, then he fears that he might become aggressive towards her, he might not look after her properly then. So let's suppose they have this fear, then what should they do? They should propose their case, take their case to the awliya. And who are the awliya? The awliya are their guardians. Now Allah addresses the guardians. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. If you guardians, if you fear that both the husband and wife will not be able to maintain the rights and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their marriage, in other words, they will not be able to look after each other, then Allah says, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِيمَ افْتَدَتْ بِهِ. Then there is no sin, then there is no guna upon them if the woman, if the wife says that she is going to give some money to ransom or to free herself from that marriage. So in other words, she'll pay for her divorce. Then there is no sin upon them. If the husband is happy with that, he may take that money happily. And if the wife decides to give that money to free herself from that marriage because she knows she will not be able to upkeep the relationship, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their marriage, then Allah says they may come to some sort of agreement, which we call in Islam khula. We call in Islam khula. So if a person has to do khula, a woman has to pay for her divorce, then it is permissible. Allah says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. Allah says, these are the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, I showed you what is permissible, what is impermissible. So now do not cross these limits. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. Whoever crosses the limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Then those are the people who are wrongdoers. In other words, those are the people who are now inviting the adab and the wrath, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of them.